It can happen in an instant, one single event that changes the trajectory of our life, at least for the next weeks, months, and years. One single event can greatly impact what is happening in our lives. The Bible refers to those as trials, challenges, experiences, unwelcomed circumstances that test us. Hello, my name is Paul Hines. I pastor Mumfordville Baptist Church. And each week I bring a devotion from God's Word. And this week we're in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. The New Testament book of James is written much like the wisdom literature of the Old Testament, a letter that provides wisdom, practical understanding for how to live life in a way that pleases and honors God. James 1 verse 2, consider it a great joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you experience various trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its full effect so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. Now, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith without doubting, for the doubter is like the surging sea driven and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord, being double-minded and unstable in all his ways. In verses 2 through 4, we find that James is saying that the testing of your faith is done to reach maturity. Trials, as he calls them here, are unexpected, unwelcomed circumstances. Just going along with life in an unexpected, unwelcome circumstance comes your way to be tests. They are often dreaded, but they reveal what we know and or what we are capable of. He says, when you face various trials, the truth is, trials will come. They will come, but they will look different. Sometimes they're a medical issue. Sometimes they're a circumstantial issue, like a financial crisis. Sometimes they are events that come at us that someone else brought to our doorstep. They look different, and some of them are directly from the hand of God. Others are by his permissive will, that is, he allows them to happen. But know that all trials, all circumstances are under the divine control of God. Now, James says that we are to consider it great joy. Consider it great joy whenever you experience trials. How do we do that? Well, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 tells us, Hebrews 12, 1, therefore, since we also have such a large cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the source and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that lay before him endured a cross and despised the shame and sat down at the right hand of the throne. So here we find that we can find joy in the trial, knowing that the outcome is ultimately going to be for our good and God's glory. Jesus looked at the cross and considered it joy. Jesus knew that this trial was not the end. We must have confidence knowing that these trials and circumstances are not forever. They do have an end. And we will experience life past them. And we find joy in knowing that God will see us through. As the wind tests the strength of the tree in the middle of the storm, so the trials test us to see if we're going to live by our faith, our trust in God, the God that saved us, that rescues us from sin, and gives us a relationship with him. We're going to continue to trust him even in the trials. He says here, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its full work, its complete work, that we might be mature and not lack anything. Endurance is a result of testing true faith. The ability to stand under the heavy weight of the trial is what God would allow us to experience, to grow. Like muscles gain strength from the resistance, from the push or the pull of some great weight, so our faith gets stronger by the great push or the pull of the trial that we are enduring as we hold on to and trust in the living God. So that we may be mature, so we may be perfect. What is perfect? Jesus. The trial is to produce in us the ability to be more like Jesus. As people, we can't see beyond the trials. So God's wisdom is necessary for us to navigate the trial and trust God's plan. That's what he says there in verse 5. He transitions from the trial to our response. Our response is to trust him, consider it joy, knowing that God has a plan beyond this. But in verse 5, he says, now, any of you lack wisdom. So we need discernment and understanding to know how we can get beyond what we're going through. How is it that we have joy? Well, it comes through God's wisdom. God's wisdom is available to those who ask and trust him. He says, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously. Some of us may not like to ask for directions. When we are going somewhere and we can't seem to find where we're going, we oftentimes don't want to stop and ask someone else. And these days we have GPS on our phones that show us where to go, but we oftentimes don't trust them and we think we've got it figured out. Going to the instruction manual for something that you are putting together. God designed us and our lives, and we must ask him for directions. He has the only instruction manual. The great thing is he gives generously. It doesn't treat us like we should know better. Instead, he graciously pours into our life wisdom in how we can take one step at a time through the trial to his desired end. It is required that we exercise our faith by trusting in God when asking for his wisdom. It says here that we're not to be doubting that he has a plan. Verse 6, but let him ask in faith, that's trusting in God, without doubting. For the doubter is like the sea surging, driving and tossing the waves by the wind. We are to not doubt, but to trust God's ability to guide us and see us through. Using true faith holds on to the invisible hand of God and trusts him in the midst of the trial. As a buoy is anchored in the lake and the sea, and the fruitful plants have deep roots in good soil, as the parable of the soils in Matthew 13 tells us, our faith is to be rooted deep in God. And trials may reveal how foolishly we have placed faith in our ability or in things that cannot truly provide life worth living. Worldly wisdom will not get us through with desired results in the midst of the trial. Godly wisdom does not answer why this happened, but godly wisdom will answer what we need to do. Godly wisdom will provide us for the answer of what are the next steps for us? What is my response to be? What do I need to do in the middle of this? Everyone has trials, and every family has problems. Don't believe the lie that you're the only one going through this. God wants to work in them all trials. But we try to fix them, and we try to stop it, and we try to take shortcuts. God wants us to endure the trial, trusting him all the way through the end, that we might find ourselves more like Jesus on the other side. Those days that you find yourself in the midst of a crisis that literally changes the trajectory of your life, know that that never took God by surprise. He understands and knows and desires to walk with you. What do the trials of life reveal about your faith? Do you trust God through Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin and for a daily relationship with God? Are you seeking him in his word through the guidance of his spirit? Are you seeking God for wisdom? If there's any way I or Munfordville Baptist Church can help you as you walk with the Lord through the trials of life, please reach out to us on our website at munfordvillebaptist.org. We'd love to connect with you. I hope you have a great week. God bless.